children trust and believe, so can I. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Children trust and believe, so can I. And I really can. Why is it that children trust and believe? Why is it that children have such a simple attitude about them that they can do these things? Well, one of the statements might be, they don't know it can't be done. They don't know there's a difficulty involved. All they know is that whatever they think about, they can bring it forth. It'd be so wonderful if we could move ourselves into this attitude that children have. It's not an attitude that they create. It's not an attitude that they build. It's an attitude that they are from birth. From the very moment of their stepping onto this planet, they do not believe there's anything they cannot do. Children trust and believe everything, and so can you and I. We have left our original purity and integrity as far as knowing it and believing in it and trusting in it, and we have turned to trusting and believing in doubt and in things that are not really beneficial to us. Why have we done this? We have done this because it is what we have been taught. It's what we have been taught somewhere along the line, and it's about time we begin to change those things that we are taught. Now, we know if we can teach a child to believe in itself, it can do marvelous things. Now, let's just push that a step further. If we can believe in ourselves, we can do marvelous things. Now, what is it you want to believe in? I still run into the situation every single day of my life with the people that I talk to, no matter how advanced they are as metaphysical masters or students or people who are unbelievable in many areas. And I ask them the simple question, who are you? What is it that you want to do? What is your choice for yourself in this life? What do you want to accomplish? Who are you, really? Just who are you? And no one comes up with the answer. Oh, they say, I'm divine, I'm wonderful. They say, I'm the creative cause of the universe. They say all these things, but they don't mean it. Now, the reason they don't mean it is very simple. They don't mean it because they have tried it and it didn't work. Probably they tried it once and it didn't work. But did they really try it and find that it didn't work? Did they really have the inner belief, the inner confidence, the inner trust that a child has? A child knows that its father is God. A child knows that its father and its mother can do anything. A child knows that there will always be food on the table. There will always be a place to go and call home. There will always be a mommy. There will always be a daddy. There will always be love. There will always be happiness. And there will always be happiness because that's what they look for in the world. They look with the eyes of happiness within themselves, and of course, they see happiness wherever they look. Children trust and believe, and so can I. Children trust and believe, and so can you. How is it that children have this trust and belief? Now, we say they had it from the time they were born. And then we say that that trust and belief has been trained out of them by life, by life's experiences. No, it hasn't. It's been trained out of them by people who don't have trust and belief, by parents who don't believe that all is possible, by family members who don't believe all is possible, by friends and peers who don't believe all is possible. You mean to say that all I have to do is believe that all is possible, and all is possible? Exactly. All I have to do is believe that all is possible and act on that presumption, act on that assumption, act on that knowledge, act on that conviction, and it is so. Children trust and believe, and they have miracles happening in their life all the time. They don't know things can't be done. We can have that same attitude of not knowing things cannot be done. We just know it can be done. When you ask a child what he wants to be when he grows up, he names some fantastical fantasy of a being. He wants to be an astronaut. He wants to be a fire chief. He wants to be all of these beautiful things. And we say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Give him a few years and he'll soon lose his interest in that. We say that in our hearts and in our minds. We don't say it out loud to the child, because if we say it out loud to the child will say, hey, I know I can. And the child goes on to great accomplishments, because the child will not allow itself to be belittled, will not allow itself to be demeaned, put down in any way. The child will not accept that. Now, even with adult supervision, with adult supervision from father and mother, from people the child absolutely believes in and trusts in, even when they say, now, we don't always get everything we want. We don't ever always get everything we ask. We don't always get everything we think is wonderful and beautiful. We have to go with the flow. Well, maybe it's time that all of us begin to think, what is this go with the flow thing? What is it that we have to cooperate with? If we're going downhill, are we going to go with the flow? Or if we're going downhill, are we going to take charge and determine which direction we're going to go? Are we going to turn our toboggan, or turn our sled, or turn our skis, or turn our footsteps? Are we going to make sure that we are going down properly? Oh, yes, our legs are shock absorbers that absorb the shock as we jump and as we run and as we play and as we dance and as we sing and as we do things in every beautiful way. Yes, we do not need to accept that the adult world has lost its trust and belief. But the adult world truly has not lost its trust and belief if we get right down to it. I keep saying to myself and to my world, look, there are 7 billion people on the face of the earth. If you divide the number of hospitals or the number of prisons or the number of schools or the number of places in which different activities take place, they are infinitesimal indeed compared to the total population. The total population are made up of people who are trusting and believing, people who have dreams, people who have desires, people who have goals, and people who reach these goals. And today, we have more opportunity to know about people reaching these goals. We have more opportunity to know about what's going on in the other countries of the world. We have more opportunity to know what's going on in our own community, in our own country, in our own world. And we find, as we look, the majority, and I don't mean majority, I mean the supermajority, only a teensy-weensy bit are having trouble. And they're the ones that we read about, the study about, know about. But Most people accomplish their dreams and their goals. Most people have desires that they fulfill. They trust and believe, and they fulfill their trust and belief. True. We want to deny that. We want to say, oh, but look at the listing here. Look at the data. Look at the details. Look at how few people have done this or that. Well, when you stop and say, all right, child, what are you going to trust and believe in? I want to be happy and I want to do nice things. Now, how much money does that cost? How much money does it cost to be happy and do nice things? Not very much indeed. How much does it cost to smile? How much does it cost to love? How much does it cost to trust? How much does it cost to say, I am the pure white light of love? I surround all in my world with my pure white light of love, and all is good and very good. And I love my neighbor. I love everyone in my world. I believe in them. I do not believe in them that they will not do bad things, but I believe in them that they do good things. I believe in them that they are beautiful and wonderful and magical and fantastical. As the child trusts and believes, so can I. I trust and believe. I know that all the world is a glorious, beautiful, fabulous place. And I am in that world. And my world is glorious, beautiful, and fabulous. Oh, we all have problems. We have big ones and little ones. We have all sorts of things that challenge us. We have things that make us feel insufficient or incomplete. But if we dwell upon those things instead upon the moment now, this now instant, then we're back wherever the situation was. And if we don't have a lot of problems in life, it's that we can't get our mind off of the problem sometimes. And when we cannot get our mind off the problem seems to be always there, always there, always there, always there, always there, always there, always there. Oh, that's an affirmation, isn't it? Oh, that's an affirmation, isn't it? I am happy, I am happy, I am happy, I am happy, I am happy. I am independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. What wonderful statements of truth for me to put my consciousness on, my thinking on. What wonderful attitudes for me to have as the predominant idea in my thought, in my mind, in my way. And everything I do is in the now. Everything I do is this moment now, the instant now. Everything I do has not a time on it, 12 o'clock, noon, 6. It has no time on it. It is an instant. It is now. The moment I think a happy thought, I have that happy thought in me. And I am living that happy thought. The moment I'm thinking a healthy thought about my body, I am that healthy thought. The moment I think a healthy thought about my body, and I think that every organ, action, function of my body, and I cannot say that too many times, every organ, action, function of my body is fantastic. I'm young, dynamic, I'm fantastic, I'm happy, happy, happy. Oh my, oh my, oh my. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And we can tell what sort of thoughts a man is thinking by the outer picturing he has. Now, are you a loving person? Are you an unconditionally loving person who just loves yourself and your world without any judgment at all? Are you? You can be. You can be when you live now, when you live in the now. When you say, I am happy, there's no room for unhappiness when you say, I am happy. When you say, I trust and believe, I believe everybody in this world is out to do good things. and be good things and have good things, and they are good things. I believe everybody in this world is an amazingly wonderful, beautiful person. I believe everything in the universe works out in a divine pattern. Oh, some people might say, but look at the way stars collide or things happen here and there. Well, that's all for a pattern. Scientists are telling us the world of confusion is not really confusion. The world of chaos is not really chaos. It is an orderly science that we have not yet investigated to come to realize that it is harmony, balance, peace. And truly, it is. Truly, it is harmony, balance, peace. What one would call chaos in a negative sense, the scientists call chaos in a positive sense. They call it harmony. They call it love. Because they see beyond the appearance. They see beyond the confusion that other people have in trying to understand it. And they recognize that beyond all of that is the magic of it working in divine order. Children trust and believe. So do I. I trust and believe as a little child, and I'm oftentimes laughed at for trusting and believing as a little child. But later people see that I have these beautiful results in my life, and they stop laughing. They stop thinking it to be a strange thing, and they start believing it to be the reality of my life. We cannot make things be undone. We cannot make a past accident or incident be undone. We cannot make a past life be undone. We cannot wish it to go away. But what we can do is to live in now, which has no past, which has no future, which has no present. Live now as the child, trust and believe in the present moment. And as I trust and believe in the present moment, that is my life. That is who I am. I am a better person because I trust and believe, not because I doubt. I am a better person because I like me, not because I don't like me. I am a better person because I speak words of conviction and affirmation for my goodness, not because I do the contrary. I am the creator of every moment of my life. I am the creator of every moment of my world. I am the creator of all that there is, and there is nothing else beside me and my thought and who I am this moment. No past, no future, no present. This moment, I trust and believe as a child, and I experience it in every moment of my life. As you join with me in trusting and believing, as you join with me in knowing the truth about yourself, as you trust and believe, knowing that everything in your world is fabulous and good and glorious, and right now, as you trust and believe, you'll find that the harmony, the symphony, the melody of life says, yes, it is done, and it is gloriously done. I love you. I love you. I love you. I like you. I like you. I like you. I love me. I love me. I love me. I like me. I like me. I like me. I am good. I am peace. I am power. I am that I am. Children, trust and believe. And so can I. And I trust and believe. Because that's my reality. That's my reality, and that's all that I shall ever know. Have a lovely day. do beautiful things, and trust and believe in yourself now.